Public opinion polls have found that there is strong support for the president among evangelicals. And some of the high-profile leaders have come in for some sharp criticism in supporting such a man. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, there's more to evangelicals than meets the public eye.
At a barbecue of conservative Christians, a reporter asks a man if, in his Christian faith, he sees any moral conflict supporting a president who is unfaithful in his marriages. The man replies that Christians don't condone extramarital affairs, but that's a different thing than being homosexual. I understood his point to be that being unfaithful may be sinful, but that's small potatoes compared to being gay. Since Trump's presidency, evangelicals have received bad press. I'd like to affirm some kinder and gentler evangelical brothers and sisters I have known. It's curious that secular evangelicals are less tolerant than church-going evangelicals, according to Emily Elkins, researcher at the Cato Institute. Church-going Trump voters have more favorable attitude toward African Americans, Hispanic, Asians, Jews, and immigrants compared with secular evangelical Trump supporters. Evangelical writer and pastor Ed Stetzer, writing in Christianity Today, says emphatically, no, evangelical does not mean just white Republicans who support Trump. There are black evangelicals, Hispanic evangelicals, and other church-going white evangelicals, many of whom believe that God likes loving us much more than judging us. For instance, the National Association of Evangelicals urged Trump to have a better U.S. refugee settlement program and end family separation at the border because it was traumatizing children. The Southern Baptist Convention passed a resolution urging Trump to consider pathways to citizenship for migrants and keeping families together at the border because of the biblical mandate to act compassionately toward those in need. The Mormons, perhaps the most conservative of all evangelical bodies, expressed alarm at the harm the administration is doing to immigrant families. There are evangelicals who have a heart. To define evangelical, Stetzer says we need to think theologically, not politically. He identifies four religious tenets to which evangelicals hold. They are the Bible as the highest authority, faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Christ's sacrifice on the cross removes the penalty for our sin. Only through Jesus Christ can one gain eternal salvation. Jimmy Carter's ascendancy to the presidency is a significant thing in any discussion of American evangelicals. Carter is a confirmed born-again Christian. I don't believe that any of our presidents made such transparent or intimate disclosure about their religious convictions. I think Carter brought an inspiring witness different from the kind demonstrated by, say, televangelists. Carter returned to his roots in Plains, Georgia, to do the works of charity. He lives modestly. His humanitarian efforts working with Habitat for Humanity are well known, and, as of year 2013, the organization, or ministry, had built 800,000 homes worldwide for the poor who'd never be able to afford one otherwise. He has also been a tireless advocate for reconciliation and world peace. He initiated the Carter Center, an organization given to world conflict resolution. Carter is an evangelical. However, he doesn't just talk the talk, but he walks the walk. It's heartening these days to think of a president, a born-again evangelical Christian like Carter, as the kind of president my grandchildren, who are Catholic, might look up to one day and be inspired. Know any evangelicals like Jimmy Carter? Democrat or Republican, it really doesn't matter. Just make sure you hug one today. George Merrill on the Shore.